Yemishnayis Masechta Chulin, Perek Yud, Mishne Gimel. Bechor Shenis Oru B'meya. Let's say somebody had a Bechor that was a Baal Mum, so you let a Shechta wherever you want and eat it, but it belongs to the Kayin, and it got mixed up with 100 other behemoths. So Bezman Shemeya Shechta Nes Kula, Bezman let these 100 behemoths belong to different people, 100 different people. So then, a Poitrin Nes Kula, every one of them has a right to say that maybe this animal is the Bechor, and therefore he's potter from giving his matana to the Kohen. He does not have to give from the animal that is shechti now, the Zeroyu L'chiyayim V'keva to the Kohen. And the Gemara asked the question, why not? Even though it's a subject, maybe it's the Bechor, but the Kohen should have a right to say a monoshach. If the animal is shechti now is the Bechor, then the whole thing belongs to me. And if it's a regular chulin, then at least Yomi the Zeroyu L'chiyayim V'keva. So why does the Mishnah say potter? The Gemara said, we're talking about that this Bechor was already given to the Kohen, and now the Kohen sold it back to Israel. So this Bechor has no more din matana to give it to the Kohen. Therefore, all of them have read to say, maybe this animal is that Bechor, and therefore they're potter from giving the Zroyi v'l'chiyayin v'keva. What's going to be though, Echot Shechet Eskulun, let's say all 100 behemoths belong to one person. So then, Poitron Le'echot, you're only potter from giving one at a time, the Zroyi v'l'chiyayin v'keva. Like one person owns all these animals. So all the animals are chulun. There's only one animal of a Bechor there. So only from one animal does he have right to say he's potter from giving, but all the rest of them he would have to give the Zeroyu L'chiyayim V'keva to the Kohen. Now, HaShechit LaKohen. Let's say somebody shechs for a Kohen, that the kid to this animal belongs to a Kohen, or else for Lanochar, else the animal belongs to a Goy. So Lanochar is potter min HaMatanis, he's potter from giving the Zeroyu L'chiyayim V'keva, it belongs to a Kohen, Shita he's potter. It belongs to the Goy also, there's no Chiyuv to give. V'HaMishtatef Imohem. Let's say you become a shutif, if you become a partner with either a goy or else with a kohen with your behema. So then also you're potter from giving the zrev l'chayim v'keva. But the din is sarach sheyirshem. You have to make a sign on the animal that people should realize that this is different. It's a shutif with a goy, with a kohen. That's why you're potter, that's why you're not giving your matonis. Now, v'im omar, chutz min hamatonis, potter min hamatonis. Let's say a kohen sells his animal to a Jew, to a Yisrael, and he says to the Yisrael, I'm selling you this animal, chutz, excluding the matonis. So locher is potter min hamatonis. So the Yisrael is potter from giving the matonis to the Kohen, because it doesn't belong to him. The Yisrael only bought the rest of the animal, not the matonis. What's going to be Omar? Mochali b'nei me'yehel shapor. Let's say Yisrael goes to a butcher, goes to a sheikh and says, I want you to sell me the insides of this parah. Voya ben matonas, and inside the insides was the keva, part of the matana. So lachar is nice on the kohen. The Yisrael that bought it, like he knew what he was buying, he asked for the insides, he knows in the inside there's the keva. So lachar is this Yisrael now has to give it to the kohen. And v'yeinim menakel lemin adam, he has no right to deduct the money from the price because he knew what he was getting. But what's going to be if the Yisrael tells the butcher, tells the sheikhet, lachach hamena b'mishkal, I want to buy from you. Let's say 5 pounds of meat. So then you mean 5 pounds that you could eat. So in such a case, noistel lekayin. Let's say the butcher gives you part of the matnas kuna. The loch is now the Yisrael has to give it through the cave of lechiyayim to the kayin. But a manakala min adam, he has a right to deduct the money because he says, listen, I bought a pound of meat, meaning meat that I could eat. You didn't give me meat that I could eat. You gave me meat that I have to give to the kayin. So therefore, he has a right to deduct that amount from the price. Mishnah Dalet, Ger Shenis Gayev Hoysalei Pora. Let's say a Ger, a Goy, that became a Jew, and he had a Pora. So it depends. Nishchato Achlein is Ger. If he made the Shchita when he was still a Goy, so Potter, he's Potter from giving the Matanas to the Kohen, even though Lady is Mizgar and he still have the Zeroy of Lechiyayim around. But since at the time of the Shchita, when the Chiyu should be Chal, he was a Goy, he's Potter from giving. Mishen is Gayev. Let's say first he became a Ger. And then he shechted the animal. So chayv, and then it's chayv on the zroyim lechayim akeva. Sofik, let's say we have a sofik where b'shah shchita, whether he was a goy or a Jew, like he was mezgayer, and he doesn't know, he had somebody else made a shchita for him. He doesn't know exactly what time the person made a shchita. So when a sofik also yipotah, yipotah from giving the matonis. Because alochari, shamaitzi, mechaveri, olavarai, that's the klal. It's only a chiv moment to give. So if I'll give mom and you have a right to say, I might say, all over Raya. Now, Ezel has Roya. What exactly is considered as Roya? What's called the shoulder that you have a mitzvah to give to the Kohen? Min ha-perek shel akuvo ad kaf shel yod. Min ha-perek shel akuvo, that's like the joint. That's the akuvo, that's the part that's sold with the head. And min ha underneath the right shoulder, like ad kaf shel yad, ad kaf hayerech shel a regular kadomis. They say is the shoik v'akulyus shel a regular hakadomis hemonis. It means the two bones, the top two bones. That's all called part of the zroya. That's all called part of the zroya, the shoulder. Now v'hu shel nozer adin, the nozer also has a mitzvah of the zroya b'shemla. It's the same shoulder, the right shoulder that has to cook by the nozer. Now, by the back legs of the animal called the regal sheik, that's the mitzvah by Korban Shlomim. When you have to give the chazon, the sheik, to the kohen, that's the sheik, the top thigh, that's the thigh of the back legs. So, what's called the zroya by the front legs, that's called the sheik by the back legs. Rabbi Yehuda says, sheik, what's called the sheik by the front leg? What's called the shoulder? Minapere shalakuba, from that joint, that's the top bone with sold with the head. At sever sheregel, to say that means till the end of the first bone. So according to view, that's not so long as a Tanakama. The zroya is only the first top bone. That's called the zroya. The kitz is called the emtsoi sheregel, the middle of the regel. That's called the sheik, and it's not called the kulyus. According to view, the kulyus is not included in the sheik or in the zroya. Now, a zeyo lechi. What's called the lechi? What's called the cheeks that you have to give the kohen? Mina perik shel alechi, from the jaw, from the perik of the jaw, ad epika shagageris, down bottom to the windpipe. All that is part of the lechi that you have to give to the kohen with the tongue also. Now perik yiralef, reishis hageiz noyig boritz over chutzlorets. The mitzvah you shear off your wool from your sheep, that you have to give a portion of it to the kohen. So it's knowing whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or even in Chutz Loretz. B'fnei Abayis v'shlo b'fnei Abayis, whether you're in the Beis HaMikdash or outside the Beis HaMikdash. B'zman we had the Beis HaMikdash, or b'zman HaZeh we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. B'chulin, by a korban, by an animal that's chulin, not a korban. Avoloi b'mikdashim, but the mitzvah reishis hageiz does not apply to mikdashim. The Mor explains why, that kotshim is be'ach pshit, it's not in Allah Shiruf, even my kotshim b'adek Abayis. The Pasuk says only you have to shear it and give it, and not something that has to have pdi, you have to redeem it in between. Now, there's certain chumra about the mitzvah of giving the zroya l'chayim v'kevim to the kohen over the mitzvah of reishis hageiz. Shazroya l'chayim v'kevim noigim aboka v'tzoyin applies to all animals. V'amaruba v'mu'ut, whether you're shechting a lot, whether you're shechting only one. Reishis hageiz, though, ain't a noig el abrochelis, only by sheep. That's all, not by goats. Only if you a shech, you shear off a lot of sheep together. We'll soon see how many you have to shear off together. Now the Mishnah says, what's called a lot of wool that you're shearing off? How many animals do you have to shear off together? So Beishama Yermim Shteir Rechilus. Beishama says enough to shear off the wool of two sheep. Shneiman Apostolic says, Yechai Ish Eglas Boku Shtei Tzoin. Mashmut's called Shtei Tzoin, that's called Tzoin. And by Reishis Hageiz also says Soincho, so merely you have to have two. That's Beis Shammai. Ubeisil Loimrim Chomish, no, you have to shear off the wool of five sheep at a time. Shneiman Apostolic says Chomish Soin Asuyes. Now Rabbi Doisa ben Hurkin Soimer, Chomish Rechelus Goizizois, Mono Pras, Chayavas Reishis Hageiz. He always like Beis Shammai, you have to shear off the wool of five different sheep. But each one of them has to give you at least a mon and a half, that's a weight, of the wool. That's how much wool has to come off from each animal. Then there's a mitzvah together to take off a ratius, a little bit of truma, and give to the kohen. V'chachom bar mechom say, chomer shrecheles, goizazois kol sheino, as long as you're shearing off the wool of five different sheep, no matter how much comes off each one of them, still you'll have a chiv to give ratius a geis. Now, v'kamenois, how much do you have to give to the kohen? Mishka chomesh sloim b'Yehuda. You have to give the measurement of five sloim in Yehuda. Shein esa sloim b'gol. So wait, that's 10 sloim in Golo. Now meluban v'loy tsoi. You're supposed to give the kohen white wool and not dirty wool. Not tsoi. Kedei lasas v'meno beged kotten. You have to give him at least enough that he should be able to make a small beged. Means like an avnet. He has to be able to make like a gartel. Shneimer the pasuk says titein loy, that you have to give him something that he should be able to use it. Shehei boy kedei maton. It has to be something that he could use. Now what's going to be lo hispik litna loy at shetzavoy? He did not give the wool yet to the kohen until you first dyed the wool. The locher is potter. Once you dye the wool, you're potter from giving matnas kuna. Because when you dye it, you kohen it becomes you as a kohen of a shinui. So it's like your mazik matnas kuna that we had before, you're potter l'shalim. What's going to be livna, let's say you whitened, you like bleached the wool, for loit tzavoy, you did not color it though, chayiv, then you're still chayiv v'reshes ha-geiz. Now halakeach geiz etzayne shanochri. Let's say you go to a goy that owns his own sheep, and you tell him you want to buy the wool off him, even though he didn't shear off the wool yet, the wool is still on the animal. But you tell the goy you only want to buy the wool, that's all, so potem reshes ha-geiz. Since it's on a goyish animal, you're potem from the midst of reshes ha-geiz. But v'mashma, let's say you buy the whole animal off the goy, even though it grew the wool when it was by the goy, then the Jew would be chayv reshes ha-geiz. Halakeach geiz soyne shechaveri. If somebody buys the wool off his friend, off the Jew, so it's like this. Im shayir ha-meicher, if the meicher still has some wool left over for himself, sal meicher chayv, avad v'meicher, then has the chiyuv to give reshes ha-geiz. Loishi, let's say the meicher sold all his wool to another Jew, so since Lamaisa, the first Jew, shared it off, there was a chiyuv to give to the kohen, the chiyuv is still here, and therefore alakeh chayiv, the one that bought it, he has a chiyuv to give reshes ha-geiz. What's going to be hoyer loishne min? Let's say you have two different types of wool. Shchufais olavonis. You had darker wool and you had white wool. Or salacher is mochalai shchufa. Let's say the moicha sold all his dark wool to somebody else. Avloi olavonis. He did not sell the white wool. Or else zechorim avloi nekevis. He sold all his males, sheep, and not the females. Salacher is zenois liyatsmoi. Zenois liyatsmoi. Each one should give from his own. The one that bought the shchufai should give his reishas ha-geiz. And the moicher should give from his own levonis. The same thing, mazor and zchor and akevis, each one still give from what he has. Now, since the moicher sold like a different type and he kept for himself a different type, it's not called like he left over part from himself. Even though the beginning of the Mishnah says, if the moicher sells the wool and leaves over some from himself, he has to take off his own rations against everything. But over here, since he sold all the zchor, he only left over in the akevis, it's still like he sold everything. Therefore, the lekeach has chiyuv to take off the reishas ha-geiz from what he bought, and who adin avad the moicher has the chiyuv to take off from what he still has. Yeah, perak yud beis, mishnah aleph. Shaluach hakein noig boretz of chutzlaretz. The mitzvah, if you find a bird, the mother, over its kids or over the eggs, the Torah says you can't just take the kids, but you have to first send away the mother. So this halacha of shaluach hakein is noig whether you're living in Eretz Yisrael. What are you doing with Chutzlaretz? With Neya Bayis, Bizman, we have the Beis Hamikdash. With Shlomo, with Neya Bayis, Bizman, there's no Beis Hamikdash. Ba'chulun, by an oif, that's chulun, it's not a korban. Avolei b'mikdashim, but not if the korban is not if the oif is a korban. And the Morse says the cases you have an oif, and you were makdash at lebedek habayis, and then it flew away from you, and you makar it, and you find it roivetz ala freichim ala beitzim. In such a case, should be potter from shluach hakan, because the pasuk says, "V'medayik shalach to shalach mashma, send it away." The one that you let us send away, but over here, since it belongs to the betek bayis, you have to bring it back to the betek bayis. You're not allowed to send it away, so you'd be a potter from the mitzvah. Now, choyme bekisoy hadam shluach hakan. There's more chumris in the mitzvah of kisoy hadam over the mitzvah of shluach hakan. Shekisoy hadam noig bechaya uvoif. By a chaya and by birds. The mezumin, uvishena mezumin. Whether you own it, it's under your control, it's domestic, or whether it's not domestic. Mashenke in shluach hakein, that you have a mitzvah sending away the mother. And in noy yellow boy, it only applies by birds, not by chayas. And also, vein in noy yellow bishena mezumin. It only applies at a bird that's not domestic, that's not in your rishus. But now the Mishnah explains. A zeil shena mezumin, what's called the bird that's not domestic, that's not in your rishus, could go in the case of avozim atanagolim shekinu bapardis, that they made their nest outside in the pardis in the fields. Means they ran away from the house and they don't come back, and therefore they make the nest down in the fields. So therefore, it's a mokum shenim mishumer, and that's called ki kore, that we dash in the pasuk ki kore kain sipur. So we dash in prat lemezumen, it can't be one that's prepared, that's yours. Avolim kinenu babayis, let's say they made their nest inside the house. Yeah, Mishnah Beis. Oif tomei potem milashalech. If you have an oif tomei on top of the eggs, you pot, you have no mitzvah, send away the mother. What's going to be oif tomei roivetz al beitzei oif tor? Let's say a tomatic a bird is sitting on top of eggs from a bird that's tor. Or else the opposite way, if a tor, a bird that's tor, that's a roivetz al beitzei oif tomei, that's sitting on top of eggs that came from an oif tomei, locher is potem milashalech. Your potter from Shaluach. Shaluach HaKan is only where both the mother and the eggs are like edible at Tor. But if the mother or the eggs are from a Be'ev Tomeya, your potter will be Shaluach. The Dashna Posik, Kan Sipor and Ve'en Ve'esabon and Tikach Lecho. That's because you can take it for yourself and not Lekovecho. What's going to be Kerei Zoch? You have this bird, a Kerei that's a Zocher, it's a male, but it's a Derech for it to sit on top of eggs like in a Kevo. So some machlokes where Beleza mechayv with the mitzvah shluach hakan, the chacham and poter chacham say no, you poter from the mitzvah shluach hakan, since it's a zocher. The pasuk says shal to shalach es aim mashma the yaim and not the yav, and the loch is like the chachamim that you poter mele shaleich. Now it says Mishnah Gimel, hoisa moifefes. Let's say the mother was like flying on top of the eggs. It was not sitting, but a little bit above the eggs. Now, bizman sheknofer noigis bakein, if its wings are touching the nest, then chayav l'shleich, then yichayav before you take the kids to first send away the mother. What's going to be ein knofer noigis bakein? Let's say the mother's wings are not touching the kan, and echnami then potem l'shleich, then you potem from the mitzvah shluach hakein. Now, ein shomele freyach echot. Let's say there's only one chick in the nest. Oy beit zach has only one egg in the nest, and the mother is sitting on top of it. Still, there's a mitzvah chayav l'shaleich. You have to first send away the mother. Shenema, the pasuk says in Devarim, kan, and we darshan kan mikol mokum. Any type of a kan, any type of a nest, no matter how many are in it, there's a mitzvah shluach kan. What's going to be hoyishom efroichem africh? Let's say inside the kan, inside the nest, there are these chicks that can already fly by themselves. Oy beitzim uzoris, else you had old eggs already, they cannot hatch anymore. They're dead eggs, that they're shein afrech, they won't hatch anymore. So potem al shleich, now there's no mitzvah shluach hakan. Shenem, because the posik says, v'yoeim roi vetzes al hafrechim oy ala beitzim. The mother was sitting on top of the chicks and on top of the eggs. So we darshin, ma efrechim, b'nei kayomo, just like Ephraim, the chicks of people, the ones that could live, they'll produce, is afa beitzim b'nei kayomo, that's the eggs also that could produce, and not beitzim muzoros. Yotzim muzoros, it goes out, you put there by muzoros, beitzim muzoros, they can't hatch, there's no mitzvah shluach hakan. Now, umoha beitzim, just like the eggs, tzurichim limon, they still need this mother to sit on top of it to make it hatch. Afa Ephraim, what type of chicks are mechuyiv in shluach hakan? Only ones that are tzurich and lima that still need the mother. So therefore, if it doesn't need its mother anymore, it's part of the mitzvah. Yotze goes out, mafrichim, that if the chicks could fly by themselves, you're part of the mitzvah shluach hakan. What's going to be shilcho, you first send away the mother, and then b'chozra, the mother came back again on top of the eggs. Shilcho again, you sent away the mother, b'chozra came back again. Afilu abo v'chamishu pom, even though it happens four or five times, still chayiv, yichayiv in the mitzvah shluach hakan. Shenem, the apostle says, shaleach teshalach, send it away, mashma filu a few times. Timur Adashin, really the word shaleach alone is mashma a few times. And teshalach is mashma, even the dvar mitzvah, still you can't take it, but you have to send it away. Now, Oma, let's say somebody says, hareni noite lesaim, I want to take the mother. Umeshaleach esabonim, I'll send away the kids. So it's no good. Chayav l'shaleich. When you take the mother, at that time there's chalachiyah to send away the mother. You're gonna have to send her away. You have no right to keep the mother. Shenema, the pasuk says, shalach to shalach esaim. You have to send away the mother. It does not help you sending away the kid. You have to send away the mother. What's gonna be notal habon? Let's say you took the kids. V'yachziran la kain.
and they went back again into the nest.
In other words, first you found the mother on top of the can, on top of the kids in the nest. So first you send away the mother. And then Notal Habonim, you took the kids. And now V'yachziru Mekan, you put them back again into the nest. V'yachakach, and later Chosrei Malayim, then the mother comes back again. So now Potem L'Shaleach, you have no mitzvah Shluch Mekan, you could just take the kids, because now these kids are called Mezumonim, you're already claiming them, they belong to you, they're in your Rishus, so they're called like domestic now, therefore there's no mitzvah Shluch Mekan. Mishneh Dalet, Hanoitel Eim Al Habon. Let's say somebody takes the mother when it's on top of his kids. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Loike, you get Malkus. V'yeinu Mashalech, you have no mitzvah, send it away anymore. The Mor says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds that the mitzvah Shalech to Shalech is like an essay, Shekod Meliyav. Like first when you come to the mother on top of the kids, the mitzvah essay is to first send away the mother. Now if you do not send away the mother, but you take the mother for yourself, you're over Lav, and therefore you get Malkus. And afterwards, there's no more rest to send it away anymore. So therefore, you're like in V'yeinu Mashalech, there's no mitzvah to send it away anymore. However, V'chachomim, V'chomim say no. V'chachomim, Oimrim, Mishalech, even after you take the mud, there still there's a mitzvah to send it away. And V'yeinu like, you will not get Malkus. And Ze'aklau, this is the general rule. That Ko mitzvah loisa say, Shiyesh bo kumasei. Any mitzvah loisa say that has an essay to it, that's called the Lav Hanitikli Asay. Like Zeler also, Torah says, don't steal, and if you steal, there's a mitzvah essay. So the klal is, ain't like an aler on a mitzvah essay that comes after the lav, that's menatik, the lav, that you do not receive malchus for such a lav. Mishnah, hey, lo yita lodum eim alabonim. A person has no right to take the mother off its eggs, off the chicks. Afilu l'tairas ha-metzari, even the reason you want to take the mother now, is do a mitzvah essay to metaya the metzora. Still, you're not allowed to do it. We do not say mayum hayesam hayesay, but rather we darshan a posik a shal to shalech. Even the dvar mitzvah still is to shalech. Now the mishnah ends off umo im mitzvah kala. Let's look at even such a simple mitzvah. Sheik hisser, the whole thing is only worth like a hisser. It's not worth that much. But how much is a bird worth? It's not worth that much. Torah tells you to send it away. Is it true? You're losing out on hisser. Omr, the Torah says, Leman yitab loch, v'harach to yom, you'll have a long life. It'll be good for you because of this mitzvah. If so, kal v'choyma mitzvah chamur shavatera. Skal v'choyma for the mitzvah chamur shavatera, the avada, if you do the mitzvah, you'll have a good life. You'll be zoicha v'darichas yomim. And the Gemara asked the Kashar, what's going to be if you see a person that is doing the mitzvah kibbut avein? His father told him to go up to the roof and bring down the birds. And when he went up there, he saw the mother on top of the nest. So he's Isaac in the mitzvah Shluach HaKan. So he's doing two mitzvahs of Kibbut Aveim and Shluach HaKan. That by both mitzvahs, the Torah says, Arichas Yomim. And when he comes down, he fell down the ladder and killed himself. So the question is, where's the Arichas Yom? Where's Laman Yitabloch? And the Gemara answers, the Pshaf in the Pasuk is, it does not Vadafka mean in this world. It could also pertain to L'Olam Abo, that Yom Shekul Orach, Yom Shekul Atoiv. L'Olam Abo, that's where the real Olam, where you get your Schai, you get reward. There taki yibizaycha tarichas yomim and lemanita v'lecho avarachta yomim. I will stop here. Slika masechta chulin.